Welcome to another exciting episode of Tech Pulse, where we dive deep into the latest tech trends and innovations. Today, we're kicking off with a significant move in the grocery industry. Misfits Market has just acquired The Rounds. Let's explore what this means for their mission to reduce food waste.
Misfits Market, known for delivering imperfect groceries to cut down on waste, has expanded its reach by acquiring The Rounds, a household restocking service. This acquisition will allow Misfits Market to add over 250 items from The Rounds inventory, including cleaning supplies and paper products, diversifying their offerings beyond just groceries.
That's a fascinating development. So how are they planning to integrate The Rounds customer base, and what incentives are they offering to facilitate this transition?
To encourage The Rounds customers to switch over, Misfits Market is offering a $30 credit and a one-year free subscription to their new Misfits Plus membership, which features exclusive deals and free shipping. However, the terms of the acquisition remain undisclosed, and it's unclear if there will be any layoffs as part of this integration.
It's intriguing to see how Misfits Market is leveraging this acquisition to enhance sustainability. Speaking of security, let's shift gears to a concerning issue at the White House involving a phone hack. What exactly happened?
The White House is currently investigating a breach where the personal phone of Chief of Staff Susie Wiles was hacked. The hackers accessed her contacts, impersonated her using AI to mimic her voice, and sent messages to other officials. This raises significant concerns about cybersecurity protocols within the administration.
Cybersecurity is certainly a hot topic. Do we know how the hackers managed to access such sensitive information, and what steps are being taken to prevent future incidents?
While the specific method of the hack hasn't been disclosed, it's suspected that a cloud account might have been compromised. The White House hasn't confirmed this, but the incident underscores the need for robust cybersecurity measures to protect against such sophisticated attacks.
Indeed, cybersecurity remains critical. Now let's talk about Elon Musk and his lobbying efforts for driverless vehicle rules. What's driving his latest campaign?
Elon Musk is actively lobbying lawmakers to influence legislation related to autonomous vehicles. According to Bloomberg, Musk is focused on the Autonomous Vehicle Acceleration Act, which could significantly impact Tesla's future as it prepares to launch a geo-fenced robo-taxi service in Austin, Texas.
Musk's involvement in policy is always intriguing. How might his lobbying efforts shape the future of the autonomous vehicle industry?
Musk's push for favorable regulations could accelerate the deployment of autonomous vehicles, potentially giving Tesla a competitive edge. His efforts highlight the intersection of technology and policy, where regulatory frameworks can significantly impact innovation and market dynamics.
It's always interesting to see how policy and innovation intersect. On a lighter note, TechCrunch is hosting an AI trivia countdown. What's this all about?
As we approach TechCrunch Sessions AI, they're offering an AI trivia countdown where participants can answer trivia questions about AI to win discounted tickets. It's a fun way to engage with the community and test your AI knowledge.
Sounds like a great opportunity for AI enthusiasts. Now let's delve into Elon Musk's recent decision to step away from Doge. What does this mean for Silicon Valley?
Elon Musk has stepped down from his role at the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, amid cooling relations with the Trump administration. This move comes as Tesla sales have been impacted by his political involvement, signaling a shift in Silicon Valley's political engagements.
Musk's political ventures are always fascinating. How might his departure affect the tech industry's relationship with politics?
Musk's exit could lead to a reevaluation of Silicon Valley's political strategies as companies balance innovation with political advocacy. His departure marks a pivotal moment in the tech industry's engagement with government.
It's certainly a dynamic time for tech and politics. Speaking of significant partnerships, Palantir has emerged as the Trump administration's preferred data analytics firm. Can you tell us more?
Palantir has secured over $113 million in contracts with the federal government, becoming the go-to data analytics provider. This selection was influenced by Elon Musk's involvement with Doge, highlighting the firm's strategic alignment with government needs.
Palantir's role is indeed noteworthy. What implications does this have for the data analytics landscape?
Palantir's government contracts could set a precedent for how data analytics firms engage with federal agencies. Their partnership with Musk's xAI also opens avenues for developing AI models for government applications, potentially reshaping the data analytics sector.
Certainly a pivotal moment for data analytics. Now let's discuss how Musk's departure from the White House shifts his focus to Tesla, xAI, and SpaceX. What's the latest there?
With Musk's departure from the White House, he's refocusing on his companies, including Tesla, xAI, and SpaceX. This shift allows him to concentrate on advancing technologies in AI, space exploration, and electric vehicles, potentially driving significant innovations.
Musk's ability to juggle multiple ventures is impressive. How might this renewed focus impact his companies and the broader tech industry?
Musk's focus could accelerate advancements in AI and space technologies, reinforcing his company's positions as industry leaders. His return to the corporate world may also inspire other tech entrepreneurs to balance innovation with strategic leadership.
A fascinating shift indeed. Now let's turn to the financial side of things. Every VC-backed IPO in the past year has been a down round. What's driving this trend?
The trend of down rounds for VC-backed IPOs highlights the challenges startups face in the current market. For instance, Chime's upcoming IPO is expected to be valued significantly lower than its last private round, reflecting broader market adjustments.
It's a challenging time for startups. What are the broader implications for investors and the startup ecosystem?
Lower IPO valuations can mean potential losses for early investors, but also present opportunities for new investors to gain at more favorable terms. This trend underscores the need for startups to adapt to changing economic conditions.
The financial landscape is certainly shifting. Speaking of shifts, how is DeepSeek navigating AI development amid U.S. chip export controls?
DeepSeek is finding innovative ways to train AI models with limited computing resources due to U.S. chip export controls. Their creative approaches are setting a new standard for AI development in China as local developers adapt to these constraints.
It's impressive how constraints can drive innovation. What might this mean for the future of AI in China?
DeepSeek strategies could lead to more efficient AI models and foster a wave of innovation in China's tech sector. This adaptability may position Chinese companies to compete globally, despite geopolitical challenges.
Innovation certainly thrives under pressure. Now let's talk about Gemini's new feature for summarizing long emails. How does it work?
Google's AI assistant, Gemini, now automatically summarizes lengthy emails with summary cards at the top of your inbox. This feature aims to streamline communication, although users can opt out if they prefer full email content.
Automated summaries sound convenient, but are there any concerns about accuracy or user preference?
While convenient, AI summaries may not always capture the full nuance of emails. Users might need to review full messages for critical details, highlighting the importance of balancing AI convenience with accuracy.
Balancing convenience and accuracy is key. Next, let's explore the WhatsApp versus NSO Group lawsuit. What revelations emerged from this case?
WhatsApp's victory against NSO Group revealed critical insights into spyware's impact on privacy. The jury awarded WhatsApp $167 million, highlighting the significant security risks posed by NSO's Pegasus spyware, which exploited vulnerabilities in WhatsApp's system.
A landmark case indeed. What does this mean for privacy and security in the digital age?
The ruling underscores the need for robust security measures to protect user data. It also sets a precedent for holding companies accountable for privacy breaches, reinforcing the importance of safeguarding digital communications.
Privacy remains a top priority. Now let's discuss the patent dispute threatening Uber's business. What's at stake here?
Karma Technology has filed a lawsuit against Uber, alleging patent infringement related to ride-sharing technology. The outcome could have significant implications, potentially affecting Uber's business model and operations.
Patent disputes can be game changers. How might this impact Uber and the ride-sharing industry?
If Karma succeeds, Uber could face costly settlements or operational changes. This case highlights the importance of patent management in tech as companies navigate complex legal landscapes to protect their innovations.
Legal landscapes are indeed complex. On a strategic note, AMD's acquisition of Enosemi is making waves. What's the goal behind this move?
AMD's acquisition of Enosemi aims to enhance its silicon photonics capabilities for AI systems. This strategic move is designed to accelerate AMD's innovation in co-packaged optics, positioning it to better compete in the AI hardware market.
A strategic acquisition indeed. What could this mean for AMD's position in the tech industry?
By integrating Enosemi's expertise, AMD could advance its AI hardware offerings, potentially gaining a competitive edge in the rapidly evolving AI market. This move emphasizes the importance of strategic acquisitions in scaling tech innovations.
Acquisitions certainly drive growth. Now, Automattic is returning to WordPress development. What prompted this renewed commitment?
After a brief pause, Automattic is resuming its contributions to WordPress, reaffirming its commitment to the platform's development. This move highlights their dedication to democratizing publishing and enhancing WordPress's core features.
It's great to see commitment to open source projects. How might this impact the WordPress community?
Automattic's return could invigorate WordPress development, fostering innovation and collaboration within the community. Their contributions are likely to enhance WordPress's functionality and user experience, benefiting millions of users globally.
Open source projects thrive on collaboration. Lastly, let's talk about the Trump administration's decision to claw back clean energy awards. What's the rationale here?
The Trump administration is clawing back $3.7 billion in clean energy and manufacturing awards, citing due diligence. This decision affects 24 projects, including those by major corporations and startups, raising questions about the future of these initiatives.
A significant move indeed. What are the broader implications for the clean energy sector?
This decision could disrupt progress in clean energy and manufacturing, impacting innovation and investment in sustainable technologies. The clawback highlights the challenges of navigating political and economic landscapes in advancing clean energy initiatives.
Navigating these challenges is crucial for progress. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Pulse. Stay tuned for more insights and updates in the ever-evolving world of technology. Until next time.